We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Ka'Chava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Ka'Chava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Jaden Schaefer. Today on the podcast, we are talking about Cursor, which is a coding assistant, and it has just completed an absolutely astronomical amount of money raised, $2.3 billion. What's crazy is this is coming 5 months after its previous round. It just continues to, just absolutely absorb venture capital. Its valuation continues to rise. They've actually just hit a $29.3 billion valuation with this new round of funding that they've done, which was reported by the Wall Street Journal. And what's insane is this actually more than doubles the company's previous valuation, which was $9.9 billion. It did this when it raised $900 million in a Series C in June. When that happened, everyone was pretty shocked and, you know, blown away that they were able to raise almost $1 billion. And now, just 5 months later, they're at $2.3 billion raised. This most recent fundraise was led by, well, it was actually co-led. There's two leads on it. Accel was one of them, who is an existing investor. They put money in. And then there was Coat, which is new on the cap table. They have some strategic investors, including NVIDIA, of course, and Google, who also joined in the round. No shocker here, NVIDIA is basically handing out money to the top AI use cases, as they know the money is going to come straight back to them as more compute will be needed. So Joshua Kushner, who's from Thrive Capital, led the company's two prior rounds that they did, and he was also participating in this round as well. The co-founder and CEO is Michael Truwell. He was talking to the Wall Street Journal recently, and he told them that all of the money they've just raised from this round is going to be put towards developing Composer, which is basically their new AI model. This was released back in October, and so now they are trying to improve this. What's impressive here is so often with these AI companies, they get into this tricky situation where they're reliant on either OpenAI or Anthropic, and they use that for their foundational code model. They're kind of wrapped around it, and if there's any sort of politics or issues with those foundational code models, it can be really tricky. In addition, they have to pay a ton of their revenue to those code models to help. So the fact that they've actually developed their own AI model is obviously why they're able to raise so much money. It's the number one coding tool, Cursor is. And so because there's just so many users, they're paying so much money to these third-party AI vendors. By making their own tool, this makes a lot of sense. Next year could be a really interesting one for Cursor. The company is growing very quickly. OpenAI and Anthropic are both really getting into coding products. OpenAI has their own tool, and Claude Code from Anthropic is obviously one of the preferred tools by all developers. So this is getting really competitive, but that's not to say Cursor won't be able to keep up till this point. They have one of the largest user bases of coding developers of any other company. In the most recent numbers I could find, Cursor had over 1 million daily users, and they have tens of thousands of enterprises. They have OpenAI, Instacart, Salesforce. All of them are using Cursor, which is interesting because OpenAI has their own coding tool, but a lot of their employees are still using Cursor. The user base includes a whole bunch of different individuals and teams. They have subscription tiers for pro and business plans. So they got a bunch of different options. One thing that I do find very interesting with Cursor is the fact that their coding tool is actually built on top of Microsoft's open source VS Code editor. So they have essentially kind of grabbed that open source project and built their own tool. One of the LLMs embedded in their editor, like I mentioned, is called Composer. This just came out in October. And according to them, it's a mixture of experts' algorithm, right? So that basically means that when there is a question, it sends it to a number of quote unquote experts inside of the AI model that each determine which can answer the question best. They also oftentimes will send the question to multiple sort of like fine-tuned models inside, and then they'll collaborate and see who came up with what answer, and they'll like come up with an answer that's kind of a consolidation of all of those. This all happens in the background very quickly, so you're not going to notice it. You just ask a question, it will give you a response, but that's how it's working. It's an algorithm. It runs 4 times faster than LLMs with comparable output quality, according to them. So it can complete a lot of coding tasks in under 30 seconds. So the reason why I think a lot of people are getting excited and they're able to continue to raise so much money is because, yes, you could go use something like, Claude Code. Yes, you could go use OpenAI's product, but by using them, if you actually can get stuff done faster, a lot of people love that, because I know for us, we use Claude Code at AI Box, which, by the way, if you don't have it, go check out AIbox.ai. You get access to all of the top AI models in one place for $20 a month. But we use Claude Code a lot to help us. It does take a very long time. When we launch it on a task or a new project, it can sit there for 10 or 15 minutes working on the code base. So if you could bump that up 4 times faster, it does make a really big difference. We know, of course, like as a refresher, an LLM is comprised of a bunch of different kernels. So these are parallelized snippets of code. They are all running across a whole bunch of graphics card cores at once. And developers, they're usually going to be writing kernels with the help of what's called a CUDA library. It's basically abstracts away some of the complexity that is associated with this. They have these kind of prepackaged code that removes the need to write everything from scratch. What's interesting here is Cursor says that they did not use any CUDA libraries while they were building Composer. And they said that they implemented the model's kernels using PXT. This is kind of a what's called a low-level machine language. NVIDIA chips are using this a lot, and that approach apparently has helped Cursor achieve more than 3x performance increase across a bunch of their components. So they've kind of built this own thing in-house. You can see, because they're using NVIDIA chips to run this, you can see why NVIDIA would get in on this most recent round and give them a lot of funding for this. NVIDIA is definitely licking their chops and sees this as an amazing opportunity to continue their lead and dominance in the chip space. So it's going to be, or I guess in the GPU space. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. In any case, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. If you learned anything new, it would mean the world to me if you could leave a rating and review on the podcast. A ton is happening, and I will try my best to keep you up to date on everything happening in the AI news. Hope you guys all have a great rest of your day, and I'll catch you in the next episode.